Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, or good morning, should I say. Good morning, should I say, to my radio audience. I'd like to thank the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit for being here with me and you today and giving me another chance and opportunity to greet my radio audience. I'm so glad again to be here today. I suppose it came yesterday because I told you guys that I was going to, excuse me one moment, that I was going to the whole 613 laws of the God of Israel, and we have made at least 4 attempts to do that. And I have to say we're doing very well. So I said I was going to come on yesterday, but I wasn't able. I was trying to help somebody, you know, do something yesterday that took all my time, trying to be a good Samaritan, as they can say in the Bible. You know, and it's amazing how you try to help people and you try to do all you can do to help somebody. And, you know, they just ungrateful, you know, very ungrateful, you know, very don't appreciate what you do to help them. So, you know, hey, it is what it is in this wicked, evil world with these crazy, satanic, evil people that's living among this world. So, again, today is the title of this broadcast. I like to give the God of Israel all the glory, honor, and praise that's due to his great holy name. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. That's what we teaching, and that's what we will be establishing in the earth. The whole 613 laws, the Mitzvot, in the Hebrew, the Torah, that it is good, that the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all 613, is good. Is good and must be established in the earth. I've been telling y'all that for about 2 weeks now. 2 weeks. So, this is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Ba. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. Anybody that would like to call in to voice their opinion or share a Bible verse or whatever you want to do, the floor is open to you. So we're going to go right into where we left off yesterday. Right into where we left off yesterday. No, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian, so I don't need to, you know, pray before I start reading the Bible, or I don't need to do none of that because I'm not a Christian. That's all Christianity. I'm not a Christian no more. I used to be. Not anymore. Thank the God of Israel for delivering me from that pagan religion, Christianity, and the Hebrew Israelites and all the rest of them. But let's go right into where we left off. We have a few scriptures that we will be reading out of the Bible this morning. And we also have a few news articles that we would like to share. And I'm going to make some announcements today, a couple of announcements before I leave this platform today. So we're going to pick it up right here where we left off. We left off with law number 75 of the 613 laws written up in the Hebrew scrolls. Your translated King James Version Bible that you have, or Spanish, or whatever translation that you have, it's only a translation. It's only a translation. It is not the original, actual Hebrew scrolls. And that's what I want you to understand and know. You only have a translated version of the Hebrew scrolls. So we can't say that we have all that the God of Israel want us to have and want us to know, because a lot of the Hebrew records and scrolls have been took away from the Hebrew people. And when I say the Hebrew people, I'm talking about Jacob's Yaakov in the Hebrew, Esau's little brother. I'm talking about Jacob's sons and daughters. That's the Hebrew nation. So no, we don't have all our scrolls and we don't have all our records, but we only have a translated version of what the Hebrew scrolls want us to know and do. So we have to work with what we have. We have to work with what we have. I'm not saying that the Bible is not true. I do believe in the Bible 100%. Let me put that out there. I believe in the Bible 100%. But it's not a lot. I keep saying a lot, y'all. I'm sorry. But it's just a small portions, few injections in the Bible that shouldn't even be there. So let's pick it up where we left off. Law number 75. We already almost at 100 laws. When we get to 100, we got 513 more laws to go over. So all the laws that I have been reading for the past 2 weeks, and we have made it all the way to law number 75. Most of the laws that I read to you are not written in the Ten Commandments. And that's why I keep telling you people, you just can't do 10 and thinking that you doing what the God of Israel want you to do, the God that put you here and the God that wrote the Bible. So a lot of laws that we went over is not in the Ten Commandments. And that's why you just can't go with only the Ten Commandments, people. So law number 75, that one, this is audio. Let me go back over the title, please. God Law versus the Law of the Land. 8 weeks of teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 5. Audio number 5. Before we get finished, we'll probably have 100 audios. I don't know how many. Maybe 50 to 100 audios. Whatever we have, whatever we got to do, we have to establish the law in the land that it is good, that it is holy, that it is righteous, and that it is true, and that we must keep it. Let me repeat that again. And we must keep it if we want to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahayah is his name, the God of Israel. So law number 75, that one who defames his wife's honor, and we are still, people, talking about marriage, divorce, and family. And we're closing out this section, this part of the law, this section of the law. We're closing it out. We're at law number 75. After that, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 more laws of marriage, divorce, and family. And we're going to be finished with that part or that section of the law. So we're going to pick it up here again at law number 75. That one who defames his wife. Excuse me, people. Give me one moment. I got to get some love. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute, people. 1 minute.
Come on, y'all. Go outside or something, please. Put it under my feet.
Okay, people, I'm back. So law number 75, that one who defames his wife's honor by falsely accusing her of unchastity before marriage must live with her all his lifetime. Deuteronomy 22:19 is where you can find that law. We're going to go over that one together. One who defames his wife. Listen to this law, Hebrew Israelites and Christians. Listen to law. One who defames his wife's honor by falsely accusing her. And y'all know us women, we always been falsely accused by our men, our husbands, our boyfriends, whoever. That one who defames his wife's honor by falsely accusing her of unchastity before marriage. Unchastity before marriage must live with her all his lifetime. So let's read the law. Deuteronomy 22:19, people. Come on, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get going for the day. Deuteronomy 22:19, law number 75 of the 613 laws rolled up in the Torah. Deuteronomy 22:19. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver and give them unto the father of the damsel. Let me go up to law to verse 17. Let's start there. Deuteronomy 22:17 for law number 75. And lo, he have given occasion of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. Matter of fact, we're going to go all the way up again to 16. Let's start at 15 just to clear out this whole law right here. Deuteronomy 22:15. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the token of the damsel, virginity. Remember I read to you, the other day when I came and did audio number 4, that a Hebrew Israelite man or a Hebrew man cannot marry a whore. He cannot marry a woman that's that have had sex already with another man. In English, they call it a virgin. That's in English, but not in the Hebrew. They call it a virgin in English. But in the Hebrew, it's a woman of marital age that's able to get married and that have never had sex with another man. This is the only kind of woman under the law. Some of y'all brothers out there, because a lot of y'all brothers, y'all messed up, man. Y'all in a lot of stuff. Under the Hebrew law, the Hebrew man can only marry a woman that have never slept with another man. And that's why we need the law. Because we need to understand what is righteousness and what do we need to do in every situation, and every aspect of our life is written in the law. For you people to believe that the law is done away with, you Christians, and that it's no good and you don't have to keep it because you're under grace and you're under the New Testament and you're under the Ten Commandments, you are really, 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 really deceiving your own selves. Because without the law that the God of Israel established in the earth, and it was took out of the earth by the people that think they rule this earth, the ones that set up all your religions, they the ones took the law of the God of Israel and replaced it with you under grace, you under the 10, and that's all you got to do. But let me go back to this law, law number 75, and let me read it. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the token of the damsel virginity. Virginity. Under the Hebrew law, when you marry a woman, and that's why I was talking to you the other day, brothers and sisters, about marriage. And that's what we've been teaching and talking about, marriage and family. And family for the past two segments. It's a way that you have to marry a woman under the law. It's a way that you have to marry a Hebrew woman or a Gentile woman if they believe in the God of Israel and want to keep the law. You have to have a token of virginity. Meaning that, and we have other historical documentations of the Hebrew records that prove what this scripture is saying in the King James Version is very true. There's a certain way. You cannot marry a woman that's been married already. You cannot marry a woman up under the law, Hebrews. Y'all say y'all spiritual Israel, which is madness. You can't be spiritual Israel. You can only be Israel. You must marry a woman that never have had sex with anybody. Because if you marry a woman that have already laid up with 10, 20 men and got 5 kids, 3 kids, 2 kids, you are breaking this law. And guess what? You playing a hole. You bringing whoredom in the land. Then shall the father of the damsel. Remember I told y'all, it's all about the father. The father have to give his daughter to the man. Up under the Hebrew customs and the Hebrew law, the father have to give his daughter to the man. The man have to go to the father and ask the father, can he take his daughter to be his wife? Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother, see, take and bring forth the token of the damsel's virginity. I know you Christians don't even know what that means. That means the token of the damsel. The token of the damsel's virginity. That means that when the man and the woman go to the father, the man, say, I want to be with your daughter and all of that, and they decide to get married, they have to go in the marriage chamber. It was a certain room that the family set up in the house, the mom and the dad, and the man have to go in the marriage chamber, and him and the woman have to have sex And when the him and the woman have sex, the token of virginity is the sheet. The sheet that they, white sheet that they're going to lay on to have sex. And it's going to have blood on the sheet. Why? Because the woman that he having sex with have never had sex with no other man. So the token is or the virginity is the blood that he going to, when he get through having sex with, he going to give that to the dad. Because that's going to show the man and that's going to show the dad that his daughter have never, ever had sex with no other man but him. That's the token to prove to the elders, to the priest, that this woman was a woman that never had sex with a man, a virgin in English. So let me keep going. See, it's very important that you follow the law. It's very important that you follow the law. So the token of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city and the gate. So the dad and the mother took the token of the virginity, which was a sheet with blood on it, to prove to the elders of the city that his daughter was a virgin that never had sex with a man. Deuteronomy 22:16. And the damsel father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hated her. He hated her. I gave my daughter, who never had sex with no other man, to this Hebrew man, and he hated my daughter. After he got with her and had sex, y'all know how y'all men are, y'all Hebrew brothers. The ones that know they Hebrews and the ones that don't know they Hebrews. Y'all know how y'all is. After you go in and have sex with the sister, you don't want her no more. You start mistreating her and doing her wrong and, you know, talking about her to your friends, how she ain't this and she ain't that. That's why the law 75 said you cannot defame your wife. And that's exactly what this Hebrew man was doing in Deuteronomy 22:16. He started talking all around Jerusalem how he don't like his wife and he wish he wouldn't have never married her and all of that. Okay? Verse 17. And lo, he have given occasions of speech against her. So he's talking around the whole Jerusalem, the whole neighborhood, the whole hood, telling everybody about his wife, how he hate he got married and he don't like her and all of that. And he's talking bad about her, calling her all kind of bitches and hoes and whatever he can call her, just to defame her name and who she is as a woman. Y'all black men got that very good. So he gave occasion of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. So he went around telling everybody in the hood, up there in Jerusalem, in the hood, neighborhood, all over, telling everybody, yeah, I married this woman. This woman wasn't nothing but a hoe when I married her. I should have never married her. She ain't right. She, you know, she ain't the one and all that. But look what the dad did. The dad had the token of virginity to prove to the elders that his daughter was not a hoe, that his daughter had never had sex with no man but her husband. And he had the blood to prove it. But you know when they said when you have sex with a woman for the first time, you bust her out. You bust her out. That's what the black man call it, busting her out. And she start bleeding. And this is exactly what happened to this damsel. the man, her husband, bust her out because she had never had sex and she started bleeding. And when they got finished having sex, they had to take that to the dad. So the dad would have proof. If he ever tried to accuse his daughter that she was a hoe, that she wasn't this and that, he got proof. Okay, so he went to the elders and he said, I gave my daughter unto this man, 16. And lo, 17, and lo, he have given occasion a speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. I found not her a maid, saying that, no, she wasn't a virgin. She had sex with other men. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And this is what our ancestors did when they was in their own land, when they was in Jerusalem, before they got kicked out. They had to follow this law. So they spread out the token of virginity before the elders of the city, before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take the man and chastise him, because he lied. He lied on that sister, that Hebrew woman. He lied on her, telling her, no, she had laid up with another man and all of that. And the elders going to chastise him. Whatever way up under the law is written for that man to be chastised, then that's how the elders had to execute that punishment upon that man. And they shall amuse him in 100 shekels of silver and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he have brought up an evil name. Verse 19 of Deuteronomy 22. He have brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. So because he told that lie on the sister, the Hebrew sister, because he told that lie up under the law, he had to pay for his lie. And then they chastised him. He had to pay 100 shekels of silver. And then he had to stay married to that. He could not give that woman no divorce all the days of her life. Do y'all see how bad we need the law in this earth? Next law. Law number 76. That a man may not divorce his wife concerning who he has published an evil report about her unchastity before marriage. Deuteronomy 22:19. We just went through that. He won't be able to divorce her up under the Hebrew law all the days of her life. She's going to be married to that man. He won't be allowed to marry no other woman in Jerusalem. He wasn't allowed. He had to stay married to her as a punishment for lying on her. Lying on her. So we did law number 76, the same Deuteronomy 22:19. Law number 77, to divorce by a formal written document. Deuteronomy 24:1. Let's go to that. I think we read that the other day, but let's just go to it to show you how you got to get a divorce. You don't have to go to court and none of that stuff that they're doing in the earth, which they are following the law of this land. Deuteronomy 24:1. When a man have taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he have found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to her in her hand and send her out of his house. It's that simple. It is that simple, bruh. It is that simple. When you want to get a divorce from your wife, all you got to do is write it, sign it, date it, give it to her in her hand, and she free to go. She got to leave your house up under the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Next law. Law number 78, still on marriage and divorce. We still reading a section of the law for marriage, divorce, and family. Law number 78. Two more after that, and then we're going to another section of the law. Law number 78 of the 613 laws wrote up in the Bible. That one who divorces his wife shall not remarry her if after the divorce she had been married to another man. Deuteronomy 24:4. I'm not going to read that with you. If you want to read it, Deuteronomy 24:4, that law you can. Law number 78. I already read that a couple of days ago with the audience, so I don't need to reread that one. Law number 79, that a widow whose husband died childless must not be married to anyone but her deceased husband's brother. Deuteronomy 25:5. This is only in effect as it requires a procedure are released below. Okay, Deuteronomy 25:5. A widow, a woman that have lost her husband. Law number 79. A widow whose husband died childless. So if this woman is married to a man and they never had a child together, she can only marry. Her husband died, they don't have a child together. She can only marry her deceased husband's brother. She's not allowed to marry no one else up under the law. Let's read that law. Deuteronomy 25:5. Deuteronomy 25:5. 25:5, people. Law number 79. 25:5 of Deuteronomy. If brethren dwell together, if two Hebrew men live together in the same house, listen to me, people, and one of them die and have no child. Two Hebrew men live together in the same house and one of them die and have no child. The wife of the dead man shall not marry without unto a stranger. She cannot go and marry someone else. She's not allowed up under the law to marry a Gentile or a Hebrew man or anybody. Cannot marry unto a stranger. Her husband's brother, listen to the law. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her. Verse 6 of Deuteronomy 25, but law number 79. And it shall be that the firstborn which she bear shall succeed in the name of his brother, which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. So according to law number 79 of the 613 laws that we are reading, when a woman is married to a man and the husband dies without them having a child together, the husband's brother have to go in and have sex with that widow wife, which is his sister-in-law, with the widow, so they can continue seed in Israel. It's all about the woman bringing forth the seed and the man bringing forth the seed of his dead brother, because they didn't have no children together. So the brother got to go in and have sex with the wife so they can have children together, because they didn't have no kids. Okay, that's law number 79. I'm trying to show you Hebrew Israelites how to actually keep the law. And you Christians, you must follow the law, exactly the way it is written. This is what the God of Israel said you got to do. And I can hear some of you Christians talking, oh man, why would the Bible say I need to have sex with my brother, wife, so you can bear seed in the earth and keep your brother's name and seed in the earth? Because before he died, he didn't have a seed. That's why. Law number 80, people. To marry the widow of a brother who has died childless, we just read that, Deuteronomy 25:5. This is only in effect, okay, we read that, law number 81, that the widow formally release the brother-in-law if he refuses to marry her. That the widow formally release the brother-in-law if he refuses to marry her. Deuteronomy 25, verse 7 through 9. See, the man don't want to marry his brother's wife and have sex with her to bear brother name and seed in the earth. So let's read for law number 81. Deuteronomy 25, 7 and 9. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refuses to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty brother. So the wife have the right to go to the elders. To the elders. When our ancestors was in Jerusalem. And even today, if we was one, like the God of Israel want us to be in this earth, even though we in captivity, even though we're not in Jerusalem, even though we're not in our own land, we are in the land of our enemies, we still can practice all of these laws if we was one and was not divided as a Hebrew people. We so divided through the law of these the law of this land, religion, serving different gods with different names, to that everybody's a Gentile, don't nobody know who they are. Everybody's a Gentile. Ain't nobody no Hebrew. Everybody is a Gentile. Even the Jewish people that live over there in Israel, they teach that they Jewish. They teach they Jewish because they are Jewish. They don't teach you that they are Hebrews. They teach you that they are Jewish. They don't teach that they Jews. They say they Jewish. It's a difference between a Jew and Jewish. So because they have told everybody in this world, give me a minute, please. They have taught this madness in the world that everybody is a Gentile. Everybody is a Gentile. So this law number 81, is dealing with the brother that died wife and his brother that's living. So the woman right here in Deuteronomy 25:7, she say she could go to the elders. She could go to the elders. Okay? We still got Hebrew Israelite elders. They have their role that they supposed to play in the Hebrew nation. And guess what? It's not to teach you the law. It's not to preach to you. It's not to do none of that. That's the priest's job. That's the Levite job. It's not the job of the elder to teach you God's word or what God wants you to do. And I'm talking about the God of Israel. It's not their job to do that. That's the job of the priests, the Levites, Moses, Aaron, and all of them. So the elders, they just handle the problems and the issues and the things that the people had. They gather all the information together and stuff like that, and then they go before the priest and see what the priest's going to say. But anyway, I'm not teaching you about elders. I'm teaching you about the 613 laws, law number 81. So let's read it. Go to the gate, Deuteronomy 25:7, unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refused to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders, verse 8, then the elders now of his city shall call him and speak unto him. And if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her. So the elder's going to go to this man, this dead brother, this dead man brother. He's going to go to him and ask him, what's your problem? Why you don't want to do what the law told you to do? Because the elders had to execute the law just like the priest had to execute the law. Why you don't want to do what the law say? You need to have sex with your brother's wife because your brother dead, so you can continue to carry his name and make seed in Israel. They said, what's wrong? Why you don't want to have sex with her? Why you don't want to take her to be your wife, your brother's widow? Verse 9. Deuteronomy 25. Then shall his brother wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoes from off his foot and spit in his face. Should I say this again, people? Let me show you the law of the God of Israel. Then shall the brother's wife, because he ain't no good, he don't want to do his job. He don't want to do what the God of Israel want him to do. He want to refuse the law. He want to do what he want to do, just like you people doing right now today. You want to refuse the law and do whatever you want to do. Then that's why you keep saying you only got 10 to follow. Because you want to do what you want to do and what you've been taught to do. Then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders, Deuteronomy 25:9, and loose his shoes off his foot and spit in his face and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house. He didn't want to build up his brother's name. He didn't want to do what his brother couldn't do when he was alive. So she spit in his face in front of the elders. Because why? It's up under the law to do what she did. Because he's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to Jerusalem. He's a disgrace in Israel. Verse 10. And his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that have his shoes loosed. He's no good. He got cut off from that day forward, from the house of Israel. Why? Because he refused to do what the law told him to do. And that's what's going on in the earth today, people. Y'all are being cut off in the earth by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for refusing to do his law and uphold the law of this land, which has nothing to do with the God of Israel. Finished this section of the law about marriage, divorce, and family. The next section of the law we'll be talking about is forbidding sexual relationships. Y'all people really need to hear this, because this is going around in the earth so bad. So very bad, because everybody's so lawless and everybody just do whatever they want to do and how they want to do it and when they want to do it. Why? Because they've never been taught the law. They've never been taught the law. When we got off the slave ships, we had to do the law of this land. When our ancestors got here from Africa, Jerusalem, we had to do whatever law they had in this land. And ever since you got off the boats and the ships, you've been upholding the law of this world. That's what y'all been upholding ever since our ancestors got off the boats and made it to this side of the earth. And you refuse to be Hebrews. You refuse to try to seek out your identity and understand who you are as a man and as a woman. You just believe what anybody tell you that you are. You're a Gentile and Ham is your father and all. You believe that stuff, man. You believe that without no research, without no documentation to prove what they are telling you to be true. You just believe it. So yes, we are living in a lawless, pagan, satanic society, because they have replaced or trying. They can never replace the God of Israel law. They trying to replace it. And the only way they can try to replace it is to convince you people that the law of the land is what you got to follow and keep and disobey the law that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls, which is the Bible that you have, King James, and all the rest of the translations. See, they teach you that the law gone away, so you don't got to do it, but you got to obey the law of the land. So let's go into it, people. Forbidden sexual relationships. Law number 82. Law number 82. It say not to indulge in family with relatives such as sexual kissing, carnal embracing, or provocation, winking, which may lead to incest. You cannot have ancestral relationships and sex. You people, black folks, you got it bad. You don't have sex with your uncles, don't have sex with you, little girls and little boys, your aunties. Your cousins don't have sex with each other. Brothers and sisters don't have sex with each other. Had babies, got married, all kind of stuff up in this wicked earth. all kind of incest is going on in this world as I speak right now today. Why? Why, people? Why? Do not the Ten Commandments teach you that you can't have sex with your mama? Do not the Ten Commandments teach you that you can't have sex with your sister? Do not the Ten Commandments teach you that you can't have sex with your brother? Do not the Ten Commandments teach you that you can't have sex with your mom? No, it do not. No, it do not. There's not one commandment in the ten that tell you about incest with your family members. Not one. But you say that's all you got to keep is ten. You ain't got to keep no more. You people are brainless. You people are brainless to believe something so satanic and sick like that. There's no way the ten gonna show you what the God of Israel need and want you to do. Let's go to it, people. This is Leviticus 18:6 for law number 82. Let's get it. Let's get it, people. I must establish the law for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in this earth. I must. You need to understand why everybody dying and people getting sick and dying from all kind of diseases, all kind of accidents, and all kind of stuff going on in this world, all kind of mass shooting and all kind.
Hey.
Yeah. I got to call you back, okay? I'm on the radio right now. I'll call you back in a little while. About another hour and a half. Okay. Oh, excuse me for that. I had a call. Excuse me for that, people. So let's go back to it, people. Okay, law number 82, not to have incest with your family members. It's Leviticus 18:6. Leviticus 18:6. Look what it said, Leviticus 18:5 for law number 82. Forbidden sexual relationships. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And I am Ahiah. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin. Let me read it again to you. Because right now in the news, you got all kind of news articles where mama done married a daughter. The dad done got his daughter pregnant and had children. All kind of wicked stuff is going on in this earth. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am Ahiah. And then he started reading the people that you can't uncover their nakedness. Near to kin. That would be your uncles, your aunties, your mama, your daddy, your mother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law. Yeah, and I know what some of you saying right now. Well, you just read a law where it say that when the wife husband die and they don't have no children, that the brother can go in and have sex with her and raise up seed. Yes, I did say that because that's what the law said. But there was a reason behind that law. And that law was simply to keep the name of the brother that died name and bear seed in the earth to the brother because he didn't have no children. That's the only reason the God of Israel wrote that law. But it ain't got nothing to do with you just seeing your brother or seeing your sister-in-law and you like her and you want to just lay up with her and have sex just because she look good to you. That law ain't got nothing to do with that. That law have everything to do with the brother died without children. But we're in Leviticus 18:7 now. I don't want to lose you. We're going to keep this simple. Law, next law. You cannot go to any kinfolks to have sex with them people. Law number 83. Excuse me. Could you put them up, bro? Excuse me, people. Are you finished, CDR? You finished in the back? Please put them up, bro. I ain't going to hear that. Law number 83. Not to commit incest with one's mother. Leviticus 18:7. We're going to read it all the way to Leviticus 18:10. Okay. Let's just go over them together. Law number 83. Not to commit incest with one's mother. That's Leviticus 18:7. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother, thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. You cannot have sex with your mama. Law number 84, not to commit Sodom with one's father. Leviticus 18:7. You cannot have homosexual intercourse with your daddy and you're a man. That is forbidden up under the law. Leviticus 18:7. Law number 85, not to commit incest with one's father's wife. Leviticus 18:8. Let's read that. 18:8. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. You cannot have sex with your mama-in-law. We got that going on in earth. We got men having sex with their mama. Mama marrying their children. We got that going on in the earth. We got homosexual dads having sex with their kids, their male children, their little boy, their little boy, or their little boys. We have that going on in the earth. Law number 85 for forbidden sexual relationships, not to commit incest with one's father or wife. Leviticus 18:8. We just read that. Law number 86, not to commit incest with one's sister. Leviticus 18:9, not to commit incest with one's sister, you cannot have sexual intercourse with your sister. CDL, what are you doing? Oh, excuse me, people. I'm sorry. I got an emergency. One moment, people. Let me just mute you. I got a lot of noise right now. Let me mute you for 1 minute. Okay, people, I'm back. I had some emergency. I had to take care of that. So we are right here still on law number 86, not to commit incest with one sister. Can't have sex with your sister. Oh, my God. You know I'm into black folks, white folks, all kind of folks. Don't have sex with their sisters. Growing up as little girls and little boys, had sex with their sister in the closet, up under the tree, up under the house, in the woods. You know how many people have broke this law? Growing up as little girls and boys together, they have sex with each other, brothers and sisters. And then even today, they grown. A lot of them still having sex with their brother and with their sister. Lawless people. This is a lawless world. This is a lawless, lawless world, people. Y'all don't have no law. You don't have no law. You don't want no law. You want to do what you want to do. You want to do what you want to do. And that's why you people are dying all over the earth. Because guess what? You can't do what you want to do. You got to do what the God of Israel put you in this earth to do. And that's to keep his law and your wicked law of the land, they call it. Set up all kind of executive orders, sign all kind of executive orders to create laws against the Bible, against the Mishnah, the Hebrew scrolls. They create all kind of laws against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob law to bring forth their wicked and evil law or laws. Right now, all over, they got, I don't know if it's all over the world. I doubt if it's in Africa or places like that. But places like America and Europe, a man can marry a man. A woman can marry a woman. A mama can have sex with her son and have babies. And ain't no law against that. A sister and a brother can get married and have babies. Ain't no law against that. And I'm going to prove that to y'all today with the news articles that I have. So let's keep going, people. So it says right here, law number 86 for forbidden sexual sin, not to commit incest with your sister-in-law, Leviticus 8:9. Let's go to that. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she is born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. You cannot have sex with your own sister and your own brother. It's wickedness, people. It's evil. It's evil to do that. I know so many people that's guilty of this law. Next law. Law number 87. Not to commit incest with one's father's daughter. Leviticus 18:9. We just read that. You cannot have incest or intercourse with your daddy's daughter or mama. You know why, people? All of this evil and wickedness is going on in the earth. Again, it's because none of your elders, none of your pastors, none of your leaders have established the law of the God Israel. It have not been established in the earth. They got all kind of churches. They got all kind of congregations. They got all kind of religions. They got all kind of names for their religion and all kind of gods for their religion. And all their religions are lawless. And they teach lawlessness. Because none of them are establishing God's law in the earth. None of them. And that's why all your churches close right now. That's why all your churches are closed down. And guess who closed them? The God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. You want to know who closed your church? I tell you who closed. No, it wasn't the government like you think. It wasn't a government like you think. It was the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. Shut them down. Why? Because they teach lawlessness. You don't have no law to keep. All you got to do is get saved and accept Jesus and worship Jesus and believe in Jesus, the Hebrew Israelites and all of them. They don't call him Jesus. They call themselves calling him by his real name. But it's all about Jesus. Believing in him and worshiping him and thanking him and waiting on him and all of that. That's why they close, people. And your government and you want them to open. For what? For what? So you can continue to teach your mess and your confusion? You teach confusion, man. Anytime you teach that the law is done away with and is dead and no good, and you living in the New Testament, that's confusion, people. That is confusion that you are learning. And that's why y'all people are so crazy and so lost and bound and mixed up and messed up. Because you've been taught confusion. Let me keep going, people. Law number 87. Not to commit incest with one's father's wife's daughter. Leviticus 10:9. We read that. Law number 88. Not to commit incest with one's son's daughter. Let's read that. Leviticus 18:10. Same chapter. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou should not uncover, for there is thy own nakedness. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, you cannot have sex, man, with your daughter-in-law. You cannot have sex with your daughter-in-law. Or of thy daughter's daughters. You cannot have sex with your daughter. That would be your granddaughter. Your daughter. That would be your granddaughter. You cannot have sex with your grandchildren. And even their nakedness thou shalt uncover. For there is thy own nakedness. My grandma had sex with me when I was a little girl. Me and my cousins. Grandchildren. Her daughter. She wicked. my grandma. She was a wicked woman. Evil. Evil. She raped me as a little girl so many times, I can't even count them. I can't even count it, people. And right now today, my mama want to act like ain't nothing happened. My aunties and all the rest of them want to act like they had such a good mama and they don't, you know. Your mama was evil, man. She was a damn devil. She was a damn devil. To have sex with her six-year-old granddaughter, she's a devil. But you can't do that. It's against the God of Israel. Her mama didn't teach her this law. Her daddy didn't teach my grandma this law. My mama didn't teach me the law. Your mama didn't teach you the law. Your daddy didn't teach you the law. And that's why don't nobody know what they need to be doing right now at this moment, because you have not been taught law. Next precept or law. Law number 89. Not to commit incest with one's daughter's daughter. Leviticus 18:10. I just went over that. Law number 90. Not to commit incest with one's daughter. This is explicitly in the Torah, but is referred. We already read that. Law number 90. Not to have incest with your grandkids. Not to have incest with your grandkids. Grandma, she evil, ain't she? You got all kind of people always talking about grandma house. What grandma taught. Well, if you got a good grandma, well, thank God for that. But I didn't have no good one. And a lot of more people and little children and little girls and boys didn't have no good grandma. They got raped by them. But always talking about granny house, grandma house. You don't know what granny is all about, man. You don't know what granny is all about, man. Right now, my son, he loves his grandma. That would be my mother. My own mother have did things to her daughters that she didn't supposed to do. Number one, she raised up three hoes in her house. All three of my sisters, all us was hoes. Me and my two sisters. When the Bible clearly states under the law that you cannot raise up a whore of the daughters of Israel. I'm a daughter of Israel. Jacob is my father. My sister is a daughter of Israel. Both of them. You cannot raise up whores of the daughter of Israel. My mama never read that in the law. Her mama never taught her. Her mama never showed her that as a little girl. This is what's wrong, people. This is what's wrong with this earth and this world. You people are lawless. And that's why the God of Israel gonna burn this earth up. Just like he destroyed it back then in the days of Noah. He's gonna burn this earth up, people. And all you wicked, evil, lawless people gonna burn with it. That's what's gonna happen. And that's where we at. And that's where we headed to. If you really want to know prophetically where we are. You get more wickeder every day. You get more evil every day. Your church is not helping you. They ain't helping you. You go to church every Saturday and every Sunday. Friday night Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. They not helping you. They not teaching you the law. What the God of Israel say you got to do and what you need to do. They not helping. You might as well stop going to church. You might as well stop going to the church. It ain't never helped my mama. It didn't teach us nothing about love, what the God of Israel wanted, what he needed to be doing. It ain't help your mama. It ain't help nobody. And you people still want to believe in something that the law of this land have upheld for many generations. Religion that calling on all kind of false gods with false names. And you people study dropping dead like flies every day and still want to call on Jesus and all these gods. No, people. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't care what you feel or want to believe. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, he's in control now. He's in full control right now. So you can believe in what your government telling you and come on, let's go back to the party. And yeah, take your mask off. And yeah, come on, just feel free. And we just going to go back into our old normal world. That's what y'all people want to believe. That's what y'all people want to believe. Don't hurt yourselves now. That's a warning from the God of Israel. Don't hurt yourselves now. Don't hurt yourselves. And that's exactly what y'all are going to do, hurt your own selves. Because, you think you can do what you want to do. And you must be corrected in these last days. By who? The God that put you here. His name is Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation. The same God that wrote the Hebrew scrolls. Next scripture. And next precept and law. Law number, we still reading about incest and forbidding sexual relationships. Law number 92, not to commit incest with one's mother's sister. Leviticus, let's go to, Law number 91, not commit incest with one's father's sister. Leviticus 18:12. Let's go to that. You can't have sex with your auntie. You can't have sex with your auntie. Thou should not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou should not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's nearest kinswoman. When it said up there in Leviticus that you cannot come near your kin to uncover their nakedness, that was talking about your auntie. You can't do that. Next law. Law number 92, not to commit incest with one's mother's sister. Again, that's your auntie. You can't have sex with your auntie. Leviticus 18:13. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Law number 93, not to commit incest with one's father's brother's wife. Leviticus 18:14. Let's go to that. Read that, people. Come on. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thy aunt. She is thy aunt. Is thy aunt. You can't do it, people. You cannot have sex with your auntie and your uncles and all that stuff. Law number 95, not to commit incest with one's son-in-law, Leviticus 18:15. Let's read that. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. You cannot have sex with your daughter-in-law. You got a lot of that going on in earth. You want to marry your daughter-in-law, your wife, your mama. Yeah, you want to marry your daughter-in-law and have sex with them. You cannot do that. That is your wife's daughter. That's your wife. It's a lot of that going on in the household. A lot of that's going on in the household. You don't want your wife no more. You'd rather have her daughter. You divorce your wife and marry her daughter, which would be your daughter-in-law. Wow. How sick is that, people? Law number 96, not to commit incest with one's brother's wife. Leviticus 18:16. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Law number 97, not to commit incest with one's wife's daughter. Leviticus 18:17. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You can't have sex with the woman, your wife, and then turn around and have sex with her daughter. This is against the God of Israel. Neither should thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. This is what my grandma did. She uncovered her daughter's daughter nakedness. This is what my grandma did in Leviticus 18:17. It is wickedness with the God of Israel. Thou should not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You can't have sex with a woman and then turn around and have sex with her daughter. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. Law number 98. Not to commit incest with the daughter of one's wife's son. Leviticus 18:17. We read that. Law number 99. Not to commit incest with the daughter of one's wife's daughter. Leviticus 18:17. We read that. Law number 100. Yay, people. I'm going to give myself a hand clap now because I actually made it to law number 100. And I'm happy about that. I made it to law number 100. I have taught you people 100 laws out of the Torah, the Old Testament, the covenant. 100 laws I have taught you in 2 weeks. Let me keep going, people. Law number 100 said not to commit incest with one's wife's sister. That's Leviticus 18:18. We read that. Law number 101. Not to have intercourse with a woman in her menstrual period. Leviticus 18:19. I know my husband is very guilty of this. When we was married, he used to love to have sex with me while I was on my period bleeding from my womb. Loved it. It didn't bother him at all. And guess what? Guess what? And I was even a Christian. I was a Christian when I was doing that with my husband. Why? Because the Christian church, and I'm just telling you the truth, people. I'm not here to hold you up at all. I'm not here to hold you up at all, people. I was a Christian woman performing this ungodly act in a sexual relationship with my husband. Let me read the law. Law number 101. Leviticus 18:20. A lot of you women still do it today. You need to stop it. You need to stop it, woman. Hebrew woman, Christian woman, Mormon woman, Muslim woman, whatever woman. You need to stop doing that because it's very defiled. It is very nasty. And it's very unrighteous. Law number 101, Leviticus 18:19. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put away for her uncleanness. You cannot uncover a woman nakedness when she have a menstrual cycle. It is uncleanness unto her. It's for her uncleanness. When she's bleeding, her womb is doing something. Her organs inside is cleaning out all the germs and all the filth thing that a woman carry inside or whatever. And it's just re-cleaning and recycling itself every month. It do that. And it's not for a man to go and have sex with her in the midst of that. She have to be put away. Up under the law, she have to be put away. She can't even, she's not even allowed to go to church, y'all call it. Back in Jerusalem, when we had our temple, she was not even allowed to go in the temple to pray and worship the God of Israel. She had to be put aside somewhere for 7 days. How many other days did law say that she had to be put away? She was not allowed to go into the temple and be with the congregation and worship the God of Israel because she had a menstrual. It is unclean. So don't have sex with no woman on their period. Don't do it. You hurting yourselves. You hurting that woman. Don't do it. It's up under the law for you not to even touch her. She must be in another room, sleep in a different bed. She don't even need to be around you. Next law. Law number 101. Law number 101 was not to have sex with a woman on her period. Law number 102, not to have intercourse with another man's wife. Leviticus 18:20. Moreover, let's read that. Thou should not lie carnally. Come on, people. Thou should not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. You cannot have sex with your next door neighbor or the Hebrew man wife. You can't do it. It's against the law. Now, this one is in the Ten Commandments. This is one of the precepts, laws, that's principles that's in the Ten Commandments. Just one of them so far. Okay, you can't do that. You can't have sex with your neighbor's wife. The Hebrew men can't have sex with the Hebrew brother's wife. It's a lot of that going on. A lot of that is going on. Undercover. Law number 103, not to commit sodom with a male. Leviticus 18:22. You cannot have sex with a man and you're a man. You got little boys and little girls been taught growing up to have sex with their cousins and, you know, all that stuff like that. You can't do that, people. You cannot have sex with a man. A man cannot have sex with another man. The God of Israel didn't put you in this earth to do that. A woman cannot have sex with another woman. It is wickedness. Law number 103 is Leviticus 18:22. Let's read that. I'm almost finished with the forbidden sexual relationships. I got two more, and we finished with that section. We finished. And I think I'm going to read a couple news articles after that. See what how much time I have. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Barr. God's law versus the law of the land. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching of all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 5. Law number 103 is Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. It is an abomination. And when you look up the word abomination in the Hebrew, it's Hebrew number 8441. It say disgusting. Disgusting. It is disgusting for a man to have sex with another man. It's it's disgusting, people. It's disgusting. And wait till I read these news articles to you today. Just to show you what kind of world we are living in right now. What kind of people is operating in this earth right now. See, you Christians, y'all so sleep. All y'all do is think about Jesus. That's all y'all think about. That's all they program you to think about and talk about and call about. Jesus, you don't even know what's going on in this wicked world around you. Law number 104, not to have intercourse with a beast. A lot of that is going on. Bestiality, they call it. Bestiality, they call it. Neither should thou lie with any beast. Leviticus 18:23. Neither should thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither should any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. You can't have sex with animals. Dogs and all that stuff, horses, bestiality. This is a law. The law of the land have set up laws that it's okay. I think this is a recent law that they have signed an executive order in certain parts of the world. I'm not going to say everywhere in the world. They have set up laws that a man can have sex or a woman can have sex with animals, and it's okay. Wow, people. Wow, wow, we. What a world. What a world and what a people we are living in today. And y'all think the God of Israel ain't going to blow this up and blow it out. You got to be kidding if you think that. Y'all people think the God of Israel going to sit back and continue to let all of this evil, abominable wickedness go on in this earth? You think he's just going to let them open their world back up? Is that what you people really think? That the God of Israel going to sit back and let y'all open this world back up and continue in your parade of madness and evil and wickedness? It's not going to happen, people. It's not going to happen. I've been telling you that for 2 years. I've been on the radio since May 28th. My anniversary was 2 days ago. I've been on this platform for 2 years trying to talk some sense in you people head. For 2 whole years, you have denied, you have rejected what the God of Israel want you to know and do. You people have rejected him for 2 whole years. Now the government got y'all thinking they're going to open the world and everything going to go back normal. The government don't rule this world. How they going to open up some when they don't rule this? And y'all dumb people believe that. You believe it. 2 years, people. 2 whole years I've been talking to you. The God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, have been talking to you for 2 years. Let me go to my news article. I told y'all, let me read this last law right here for forbidden sexual relationships, incest. It's two left. Law number 105, then I'm going to go to a couple news articles. Law number 105, that a woman should not have intercourse with a beast. We read that one. A man can't have intercourse with a beast or a woman. Law number 106, not to castrate the male of any species, neither a man nor a domestic wild beast nor a fowl. Leviticus 22:24. Leviticus 22:24. They teach you that you can do surgery on your animals so they don't have no more babies. They teaching you in this world that you can tie your tubes, women, sisters, that you can tie your mothers, that you can tie your tubes and not have no more babies. The God of Israel never told you to do no evil, wicked madness like that. He put you in this earth to multiply. He would never tell you to tie your tubes so you can't have no baby. He would never tell you to get your animal fixed so they can't have no more baby. Your dog, you take your little dog down there to the vet and let them fix your dog so they can't have no more baby. Tie their penis up, tie their little womb up so they can't produce no more animals in the earth. Do y'all see this evil that the law of the land have set up against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, against the God of Israel? They have set up evil laws against the God of Moses. What you people think gonna happen? I'm reading law number 10, Leviticus 22:24. You cannot fix your animals. You cannot tie your tubes, woman. The law of this land taught you it's okay. You don't need to have a lot of babies. And the Bible say you must multiply, Israel. You must fill the earth, Israel. That's why he put Adam and Eve in the garden, to multiply. That's why he put animals in this earth, to multiply. But you got people that think they rule in this earth, have made executive order laws to uphold the law of the land, say, you got to have your tools tied. Because you got to go to work. You ain't got time to raise no children. Wickedness and evil. Your little chihuahua, she got to go get fixed because she don't need to have no more babies. Wicked and evil in this earth. Let me go to the law and read it. Then I'm going to my news articles. Leviticus 22:24. For law number 106, last law for forbidden incestual relationships. Leviticus 22:24. Do y'all see the madness, man? Do you see? And you people love keeping the law of this land. You love doing what the law of this land tell you. Go get my tools tied. Go take some birth control. Go get an ICU up in my uterus so I can't have no baby. Fix my little dog so they can't have babies. This is against the God of Israel. He told you to multiply and have babies and fill the earth. Animals, he want animals to have a lot of babies. He want people to have a lot of babies. He put us here for that, to fill the earth. But your wicked governments have taught you to get your tubes tied and tie the tubes of the animals so they can't have no more. Because they don't want us to become a great army, people. The less babies that we make, We cannot become a great army. They don't want that. They don't want us to be a great army over them. They don't. They want to keep us so they can count us. It was never meant for them to rule over us. No way. We are the rulers in the earth. We are the gods of this earth. The real gods. I'm talking about Hebrews now. Jacob's children. Leviticus 22:24. So, of course, they're going to make laws to keep you weak, to keep you under control, to keep you doing what they need for you to do. And when the God of Israel ain't never told you to do that, he ain't never told you to get your tubes tied, man. What you do it for? Why did you do that, woman? I know so many men, they marry women, and the woman already got her tubes tied, and the man want a baby. Well, you didn't have no business marry that woman. If you want a baby, you know her tubes tied. What you going to marry her for? You ain't got no business marrying her no way, because she a woman that already had sex with all kind of men. She got all kind of babies. That's against the law, the God of Israel, for you to marry a woman that already had sex with another man. The only woman you supposed to marry is a woman that never had sex with no man under the law. Let me read it, people. Now I'm going to check and see how much time I got. You see all this stuff, man? You should not offer unto a hire that which is abused, Leviticus 22:24, or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall you make any offerings there of your land. You shouldn't offer nothing to a hire that's been a woman that had her tubes tied. That's a blemish. You can't offer her to a high. You can't do it, people. It's against the God of Israel to do that. So with that, people, I'm going to check. We have covered. We went to all of 106 from 82 to 106 covering forbidden sexual relationships. On the section times and seasons. That's the next section of the law that we will be covering. Times and seasons. But before we go into that law, let me pull up a couple news articles and read a scripture to you. Okay? Let me see how much time. I have a little bit of time, people. Not a lot, just a little bit. Let me pull up some news articles here, people. Let me pull this up. I told you, I just want to say this. I want to say this after I pull up these right here. Yeah, I have to put it down here, people. I'm going into overtime now, people. Going into overtime. Going into overtime. Okay, people, right here in the new article, just closed out about incest and forbidden sexual relationships. Let me show you what's going on in this earth, people. Let me show y'all what's going on in this earth. Let me read some news articles to you to show you people kind of satanic world that we are living in. A lawless, lawless, lawless society. When I say lawless, against the God of Israel law to uphold the law of the land. This is the law of the land right here that I'm finna read that they allow and that the God of Israel say is forbidden to do. This is a news article about incest. Incest. Three relatives arrested. The girl, 11 years old, Gilbert, a 17-year-old, admitted raping relative 100 times. They raped this little 11-year-old girl, a relative, one of her cousins, probably. They raped her. He admitted that he raped her 100 times. The 17-year-old raped the 11-year-old little girl and got her pregnant and gave birth to the baby. After a couple brought a baby with an umbilical cord still attached to a Missouri hospital last week, claiming they have found the newborn on their porch, police soon uncovered the disturbing truth at their home in the suburb, St. Louis. Police found an 11-year-old girl who had given birth. So they had sexual relationships. Three relatives. I think it was the mama, the grandma, and the cousin, or the uncle. Shame, people. This is the kind of stuff that's going on in this wicked earth. And y'all want to still call on Jesus. Yah. Most High. Buddha. And all your gods. With all your gods ain't doing nothing. Your God is doing absolutely. So you can stop teaching that Christianity and love Jesus and all that stuff you've been teaching. Because it ain't doing nothing for this world. Nothing at all. I mean, this stuff been going on way back there in my mama in them day. Way back there in ancient times, all the way up to now. And yes, in ancient times, the children of Israel, they was calling on Baal way back then. Ra and all the rest of them gods. Like you calling on today with different names. Nothing happened back then to resolve all this sickness and madness in the earth back in ancient times because they was calling on the wrong gods just like you people doing today. Nothing have changed. Everything remains the same. Next news article. An incest couple who killed two of their six kids sentenced to prison. The incest couple who killed two of their six children learned their fate Tuesday. Half siblings. They was half brothers and sisters. They was half brother and half sisters having sex. And we just read to you all the laws that the God of Israel forbid for you to have sex with your kin people. He forbid it. And you people doing it and upholding it. Because your governments have signed laws in this land that it's okay to do all this stuff. So they killed two of their kids. They was half brother and half sister, and they had six kids together. Six. Not one, not two. Six. They had an ongoing relationship, sexual relationship. They had six kids, brothers and sisters, half brothers and sisters. And they killed two of their kids. Now they in jail. Look at this madness, people. Look at this madness. Let me keep going. Next news article, people. I'm going in overtime now. Your old daughter. Look at here. A dad. 20-year-old daughter charged with incest. See, y'all want to think you're living in a perfect world, in a Jesus world, in a saved world, in a good world, and God love everybody world, and everything going to be good, and everybody going to be good, and everything going to be okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. Your daydream is over with, people. The time of your daydreaming and, you know, just upholding everything you've been taught by the law of the land and your mama and them and all that, telling you everything is okay and everything is good and just keep loving God and Jesus. And no, people. This stuff going on in this earth, the God of Israel, he got to deal with this world, man. People don't lost your everlasting minds. Confusion. From all your religions. And all the land don't taught all this confusion. Everybody confused now, messed up, don't know what to do. Why? Because the law of the God of Israel have not been established in the earth. They throwed it away for the law of the land. They tossed it to the side for the law of the land. Dad, 20 years old. 20-year-old daughter charged with incest. A 20-year-old woman in South Carolina who newborn died at a medical facility is now in trouble with the law because of the child's father, the same as her own. So she had sex with her own daddy. My God. And I just read that to you, people, that a daughter cannot have sex with her daddy. And a daddy can't have sex with his daughter. And a daddy can't have sex with his son. I just read you that law. This man, 20 years old, had sex with his 20-year-old daughter. This dad had sex with his 20-year-old daughter. And the newborn died. Yeah, the newborn died. Look at this world, people. It's Spanish people. It cannot go on, people. Don't you understand? It cannot go on. Next news article. Talking about incest now. It's a lot of it going on. Incest ended in suicide. Cop's father. The father of a cop, his daughter, killed her own self. I don't know what happened there. It said the already grim story of a North Carolina father who impregnated. I think I'm still going here. I don't know. Let's see. I didn't hear nothing, though. I didn't hear nothing, people. Hopefully it's okay here. I didn't hear nothing. Come out right, people. I didn't hear nothing. I don't know. Oh, God. Anyway, people. Okay. There you go. Yes, I'm going into overtime now, people. Okay. The already grim story of a North Carolina father who impregnated his biological daughter and plan to marry her has come to a horrific end. Authorities said Father Stephen Pledet was found dead Thursday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in his vehicle. So he killed his own self. Next news article. Girl reunite with parents, now incest charge. So she got reunited with her parents, and they start raping her and having sex with her. Wow, people. It had all the marks of an upbeat story. A girl turned 18, then seek out and reunite with the parents who have given her for adoption as a baby. But as the reports, the end of this tale now involve incest charges and accusations that the father impregnated her. So once she renounced, they gave the little girl up for adoption. And once the judge gave her back, she turned 18, she reunited with her mom and dad. The dad started having sex with her and impregnated her. Look at this evil, evil, evil world and these evil, evil, evil people. People that smile in your face, walk past you every day, acting like they so good and they so into Jesus, they so into this. These people are sick, man. They are mastermind sicko. 1% of this world is sick. Let me say it again, people. 90% of this world is sick. And with that, people, this one right here. Let me read this last one. Let me read this. It's two more. One more. She lost custody of her daughter. Then she married her. Oh, my father. She lost custody of her daughter. And then turned around and married her own daughter, people. The law of this land allowed this woman to marry her own daughter. Don't you understand? The world is sick now. It's got to be a cleansing in this earth. It's got to be a cleansing in this earth. The earth is defiled. You people have defiled the earth. You have polluted the earth. The God of Israel going to do a cleansing now. And that's why 90% will die in this earth, according to the Bible prophecy. 90% according to Bible prophecy. Satan's kids, all these wicked people that belong to Satan, that's who we're going to take out. 90% is already Satan and already belong to him. So this woman married her own daughter. Prosecutor said Oklahoma woman once married one of her. Wait a minute. An Oklahoma woman once. This is in Oklahoma now. See, the law of the land in America said it where it's okay for a man to marry a man, a woman to marry a woman. Now it's okay. It's okay for a woman to marry her own son and her own daughter. It's wickedness, people. Babylon, the great whore, America, is the most wickedest place on the face of the earth. The Bible calls it a great whore. Listen to me, people. Why do the Bible call it a great whore? Because she's against the God of Israel. She set up all kind of laws against the God of Israel's law to bring forth her law. And then she teach all her other whores to do the same thing that she doing. Prosecutors say an Oklahoma woman once married one of her sons and then years later married one of her daughters. I don't know if it was this. This is an article from November 10, 2017. I don't know now if they have. They said a woman went to jail. But they never should have set up a law where they say a man can marry a man. This is what started all this wickedness and madness. And a woman can marry a woman. Now this woman want to marry her son. She want to marry her daughter. My God, she's sick, man. Very, very sick. So, people, with that, I was talking to you just to make an announcement. And then we're going to go. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold this one, Times and Seasons, for Tuesday. When I come on Tuesday, We'll pick it up at law number 107 for times and seasons. We got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, about 20 laws for times and seasons. Maybe about 25 or 30 for times and seasons. And then after that, it's the dietary law. We're going to go into that. That's law starting at law number 143. So we're going to pick up times and seasons next week. Next week, okay? Tuesday. Because I want to talk to you right now, and I want to read a couple of Bible scriptures. And I want to just say this. I've been here on this platform for 2 years. And if you go back to my audio that I made way back in September or August or something like that. I think it was August, maybe May, August, May or something like that. May, June. Just go back to my audios when I first started in May and June and August and stuff like that. And you're going to see while I was talking about helping Bahamas. Because I think Bahamas had a big old tornado, or earthquake or something over there like a year ago, a year and a half ago. And I made an audio because the God of Israel told me to come on and make an audio to plead with T.D. Jakes and Juanita Bynum and Paula White and Benny Hinn and Joyce Myers and all these big Lil Wayne and all the rest of them that got private jets. Kenneth Copeland and all of them have private jets. I went on that and made an audio. I told them the God of Israel wanted them to go help Bahamas. Take your private jet over there, drive it over there to Bahamas, and pick up as many as people as you can pick up to get up out of there. Because Bahamas is full of Haitians, it's full of black people, Jacob's sons and daughters, the Hebrews, live in Bahamas. So I said, y'all need to take the private jets and go over there and help them people that can't get out of Bahamas because of the earthquake. And I say, if you don't do it, some of y'all jets going to fall out the sky. Now, this is a prophecy. I spoke to the people prophetic like 2 years ago when I first began this platform, when Bahamas had that cry. I think the name of that audio is Hebrew Nation Crisis Helpline, Help Bahamas. I think that's how I worded it. And you will hear me saying to you, T.D. Jakes and all y'all big-time rich folks with all these private jets, if you don't help Bahamas, your jets going to just, some of them just going to fall out the sky. And I just read in the news today, 2 years later, because my anniversary was May the 28th. I've been here 2 years now. Wow, how time flies so fast, people. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I've been here talking to you. But look what happened here in this news article, people, that I read today on the news. Look what happened. The God of Israel, when he speak, he mean what he mean. He mean. I told you 2 years ago, if you don't start using them jets and private jets and big airplanes and stuff, that you don't get money out of people to buy to help God's little poor, hungry little people in the earth. Well, they are Bahamas and all the rest of them, that the planes would start falling from the sky. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, look what I read in the news today. A plane, people, carrying Christian diet guru. Six other crashes in the Tennessee Lake. This was a woman with her husband And they got a church. They got a Christian church. They the founder of the Christian church. All six of them died because a plane just fell out the sky to the lake. And don't nobody know why. Yeah. I know why, because the God of Israel told me why that was going to happen 2 years ago. Listen. Because they want to use all the planes and all their money to just go lay on islands and go to retreats and go here and do this and do whatever they want to do. But they don't have no remorse. No love, no support, no help for the little poor, hurting, miserable people in the earth. And they Christians. But if a Christian died grew you, man, Shabling, Laura, was one of seven passengers on a plane. This happened, this was in the news today, on a plane that crashed into the Percy Priest Lake. Percy Priest Lake near Nashville on May 29th. So this happened yesterday. Guru, her husband, and five other people were presumed dead after this small plane crashed into a Tennessee lake on Saturday, authorities say. The seat slammed into the plane slammed into the Percy Lake. The aircraft belonging to a 66-year-old Glenwin, founder of the Conversational Remnant Fellowship Church. So her. She's an author. She writes all kind of books and stuff about God and about Jesus and about God and about being a Christian and all of that. Her husband, and five of the church leaders was on the airplane. And it just crashed into the lake. I don't want to see nobody die. I simply for that. But what I am bringing this out to say, people, that you people can't continue to use whatever you have got out of the earth for your own benefit. If you don't want to do nothing with it to help other people, then you might not have it, or you might not be here to enjoy it. So people, stop being so selfish, so self-centered, and all you care about is your own self and what you got to do and how you want to do it. I'm pretty sure they was calling on Jesus as the plane was going down. I'm pretty sure of that. But he didn't save them, did he? They are Christians. They are founder of a Christian church. They all died in the plane. So people, do you not understand? He give life away. Next news article. You don't want to use your money to help somebody. You don't want to use your plane. You don't want to use your house. You don't want to use nothing. You want to just keep it all to yourselves and give it to whoever you want to give it to. Whatever charity you want to donate it to. Some satanic, wicked charity that say they're helping people and helping kids and doing this and ain't doing nothing. Not that all charities is wicked and evil, but most of them are. Because if they wasn't wicked and evil, a lot of people give thousands and millions of dollars to charity. If they wasn't wicked and evil and doing what they wanted to do with the money, we would have less poverty in the world, less poor people in the world. But because these charities is getting all this money and not doing what they're supposed to do with it, and the people that's giving it to them don't care what they do with it because they believe so much that what they're going to do is right. But what I'm saying, all six lost their lives, seven, whoever lost their life, the plane crashed into the water. They needed to use the plane for something righteous, something good other than serving Jesus. And whatever else they was doing. But anyway, next news article, and then I'm going to go to a scripture right now. Where's my, oh, that's not it. Let me pull this article up here.
Can you go get tonight?
No, he cannot. You have to go yourself. We don't go in there. We don't go there no more in that store. You go. You want to get it. We don't shop there. Oh, yeah, right here. This news article. I'm going to read Genesis 38, verse 10. And then I'm gonna read this news article. Just to, what I'm bringing out today, Genesis 38:8. And Judas said, Onah, go in unto the brother's wife and marry her. And raise up seed to thy brother. So the God of Israel told Judah, one of Jacob's sons, Judah, go and have sex with your brother's wife and marry her and raise up seed unto your brother, because your brother don't have no children. Go have sex with his wife, because your brother dead and he not here no more. Go have sex with your brother's wife and raise up seed unto your brother. Look what Onan said. And Onan, look what he did. And Onan knew that the seed, Genesis 38:9, talking to you about masturbation. Masturbation, people. A forbidden sexual act under the law. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife. So he went and did what the God of Israel told him to do, have sex with his brother's wife for a reason, just to have a seed in the earth. And he knew this. And when he went in unto his brother's wife, that he spilled his sperm on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. So he didn't want his brothers to have no babies by his sperm. So instead of him, he had sex with the wife, but he pulled his penis out when he got ready to ejaculate or got ready to come, as we can call it in modern terms. When he got ready to come, he pulled his penis out or his dick out. He pulled his dick out, and he wasted semen on the ground instead of putting it in the woman, his brother's wife. And look what the God of Israel did to him for wasting his semen, his sperm on the ground. You cannot do that. You cannot waste your sperm It is against the God of Israel. You cannot play with your dick and ejaculate and masturbate and none of that stuff. It's against the God of Israel. You wasting your semen when you're supposed to be putting it inside of a woman. Because that's what he put you in this earth to do. Fill the earth with babies. Not waste it on the ground. And you men got that bad. You women do too. Y'all play with dildos, you know, vibrators and all that stuff. You got it bad, man. You have it so very bad in the earth. Have sex with all kind of dolls and clone dolls and all that. But look what happened to Judah. Or 09. Genesis 38:10. And the thing which he did displeased the higher, because he wasted sperm on the ground. You people ejaculate, you men, y'all put it in socks, you put it in toilet paper. Some of y'all put it in condoms. Wasting the sperm is an offense against the God of Israel. You're not allowed to do that. And the thing which he did displeased the higher, wherefore he killed him. See, that's the grace that you under, Christian. You say you under grace. That grace is that you under is that when you commit a sin against the God of Israel, he won't kill you. He let you live. That's what grace is. That you don't die for breaking the law. That's the only grace that you under. Ain't no other grace. That you don't die, but you still going to pay for the sin that you have committed. He's going to let you live, but your life will be a living hell on earth. And that's exactly what it is. All of our lives have been a living hell on earth. And it displeased the high, and he killed that man for pulling his dick out of the woman after they had sex. And he wasted semen on the ground instead of putting it inside the woman. You know how many years my husband did that, y'all? And I'm testifying right now. You know how many years my husband had sex with me? He's no longer here now. He's dead. Had sex with me and waste so much sperm on the ground. And we was Christians. I know I was a Christian. He wasn't no Christian. But he said he believed in GD, he said. That's what he called him, GD. He would never say God. He would always say GD because he was taught Jewish by Jewish people. His daddy was Jewish, into Judaism. His dad was into Judaism. So that's the way he was taught, to say GD and not God. But I was a Christian, and I was also a pastor of the Christian church when this was taking place. But because I did not study and practice and know the law as a pastor when I was a Christian, my husband broke this law so many times. Because you know what his excuse was? I don't want no babies. I don't want no baby by you. I don't want no baby. That was his excuse. Well, I don't want to catch no disease. because he always believed that I was going out cheating on him and doing things. That there go another law. He was always having a, remember the law we read that the man start talking about his wife? He hated his wife and he didn't want her no more. And he started going through Jerusalem about how he hated his wife and he hated he got married. That's what my husband, he started just defaming me. Didn't trust me, telling me, yeah, you probably cheating on me with a man and a woman. I don't know. But I ain't finna put my sperm in you because I might catch something. And I was married to this man for 25 years. And you know how long he practiced this evil, wicked thing that he was doing? Wasting semen. At least people, I say at least 20 years of that marriage, he did that. Wow, people. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to. And you don't know what I have been through in this life. And that's why I must do what I'm doing right now. Because you don't know what I have been through in this life to get to where I am right now. So you got a lot of black men today. They pulling out, they call it. Pulling out. Instead of having sex with their wife and sperming inside their wife, they pull out. So they don't want to get the wife pregnant or they don't want to catch nothing or whatever their reason is. They sinning against the God of Israel. Put your semen inside of your wife. That's what he put you in this earth to do. But let me read the news article, people, just to show you what's going on in the earth. The news article says, this in the news today, is giving probation for exposing his genitals or his dick. Watch porno now in front of a female pilot while at the control of a 737. Airline pilot was in the control room, actually where you fly the airplane. He pulled his dick out and showed it to the female pilot that was sitting next to him. And then, instead of him driving the airplane, he was sitting up in the control room watching porno. Probably had a DVD player in there or something, watching women and men have sex on the TV while he's driving the airplane and pulling out his dick, his private, to an airline pilot. He got probation. My God, people. Y'all trusting these people on these airplanes and getting up there flying with them and all kind of stuff, and these people doing wickedness. I know he the kind of man that liked to masturbate. Yeah, he liked to masturbate because he was all the way 1,000 feet in the air trying to masturbate, looking at his female pilot. Watching porno on his DVD player or his cell phone. Getting ready to masturbate, looking at a female pilot. Yeah, he into masturbation all day long. Here go another news article, peep. Just to continue to teach you 613 laws that's wrote up in the Bible. Today we was teaching you about incest and forbidden sexual relationships and sexual behavior. That's what we was teaching you about today. So in my closing out of this section of the law, I'm bringing you news articles. to show you that these people in this earth is operating just like the God of Israel told them not to do. They're doing exactly what he told them not to do. Here go another news article. And I got a couple of scriptures I'm going to read, then I'm going to say, talk to y'all later. Here go another news article. Did I get that one? Yes. Another news article, Pete. Another news article. Y'all love your school zone. You feel like you get to send your child to school. So they can teach your child how to be civilized. So they can teach your child how to be like them. How to look like them. How to talk like them. How to walk like them. How to do whatever they have wrote in their law of the land for them to do. You got it fixed in your mind that sending your kids to school is something good. And that's why you can't wait till the schools open back up. But let me show you the satanic paganism that's going on. Your so-called schools, your re-education camps, because that's all it is. Parents furious at the New York woke Delta School after first graders, now these little kids ain't no more than 6-7 years old, first graders, about masturbation. People, do I need to say anything else to y'all today about forbidding sexual activity in the Torah, the law, the covenant? Do I need to say anything else? The God of Israel have already showed y'all in the book what it is and what's going on and why it's going on. They teaching these first graders about masturbation in a school, people. In a school. Teaching them how to play with their penis. Look, people, the first graders are taught about masturbation during the sex ed classes that also instruct kids they can't hug, they mask off and hug each other. But look at this, people. They got a little cartoon here. A little cartoon. So the school, it was teaching about sexual ed class. Tune on for the little secret. Boy has told her that she does not use the word masturbation in the class after they complained to the school administration. This a private school too, people. A private school where y'all spend a lot of money to send y'all kids to. Look at the video here, the little cartoon. It's a little black woman with a little black girl with Afro puffs in her head, the cartoon, and a little kicking a ball, a soccer ball. And look at this. In the video, a cartoon, a little boy asks, "Hey, how come some..." Look what the little boy asked in the cut. Now, the teacher is teaching this first graders in the classroom. First graders about masturbating. The law of the land. That's why you got so many men play with their dick today. You got so many women play with their pussy today because they've been taught. This is a taught behavior. Taught behavior. A lot of people been, I know men have been jackalay since they was 5 years old. And they still doing it, and they 70 and 80 years old. All their life, they've been playing with their dick. Women, too. Don't you know their mind is messed up? You sit there and play with your dick all your life without having sex with a woman and going in a woman and wasting your semen and all that on the ground. And won't. You got a sick mind. You are very sick in the head. This is a sick, demonic behavior. The little cartoon said, how come my penis get big sometimes and boy up in the air, boys up in the air? That's what it said. The little cartoon, they was teaching a sixth grader. The little light-skinned, little white-looking boy. Talking to the black girl and the black woman. The black cartoon. The cartoon adults then tell the boy, it's called an erection before the boy seemingly addressed masturbation. So this was in the cartoon, the little adult black woman told him, that means your dick getting hard. Your penis is getting hard. Erected. The little boy asked the white adult in the cartoon, I mean black adult in the car, why my penis go up in the air? And she says it's called erection of your penis. Your penis is getting hard. Look what the next thing said in the car. A young cartoon girl then tells the adult she also touched her vulva, she goes to bed. Cartoon taught the kids in the first grade about masturbating, and the little girl said she played with her little vagina before she go to bed at night. They teaching this stuff to our children, man. And that's why you got men and women, grown men and women, still playing with themselves at 40, 50, 30 years old. Now I'm finna read the scripture, people. You want to know where we are on this earth? It's sick and evil. This is the kind of stuff they teach in our children. Y'all don't care, though. I got two more scriptures I'm reading. Leviticus 15, 1 and 2, and I'm getting ready to leave. Leviticus 15. 1 and 2 verse. And Ahiah spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when any man have a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue, he is unclean. Clean man. When you take your hand, there's a scripture in the book of Matthew said, if your right hand calls you to sin, cut it off. You taking your right hand. Most people when they masturbate, they use their right hand. The law right here in Leviticus 15 say, a running issue which is harm coming out of your penis or discharge coming out of your vagina. It's unclean. You can't take your finger and play with yourself. You can't get no dildos and play with yourself until your sperm and your discharge come out. It's against the God of Israel. Stop it, people. Stop it. Please stop it. Stop it. I'm warning y'all again. Stop committing sexual ungodly behavior with one another and with yourselves.
Ooh-wee.
No, you don't got no business masturbating. The God of Israel then put you on this earth to masturbate. He put you in this earth to put that sperm out of a woman, not on the ground, and not in no socks and all that stuff you put it in. Next scripture. Now I got two more and I'm leaving. Romans 6:15, people. Romans 6:15. Romans 6:15. Let's go to that. Y'all said y'all on the grace. So you're on the grace to masturbate. You're on the grace to marry your mom and have kids with her and your auntie and them, have sex with them, your brothers, and all the stuff you're doing. Romans 6:15. Then shall we say, because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. Know ye not that whom ye yield yourself service to obey, his servants are ye to whom you obey. So if you masturbating and playing with yourself, having sex with your auntie, having sex with your uncle, having sex with your mama, having sex with your kids, marrying your kids, getting your children pregnant, your dad's having sex with your daughters, getting them pregnant. Whoever you yield yourselves to, and when you yield yourself to stuff like that, masturbating and all that ungodly sexual acts, Satan is your father, and you are his servant. So it say here in Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself service to, obey his service, ye are of to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So when you yield yourself and do things against the law, team, laws wrote up in the Bible, you yielding yourself unto death. And that's why you got a lot of people dying right now. All kind of people, young, old, don't matter who you is. Because you people have yielded yourself to sin all your life. What sin? Not drinking. Drinking is not a sin. That's what you Christians believe. Smoking is not a sin. Whatever is writ up in the Torah, the Old Testament, the 613 laws, that's sin. You go to a party, it's not sin. All the things that you've been taught in the Christian church that is sin is not written up in the law to be sin. So you've been taught false and wrong information. Whatever is written up in the 613 laws is sin unto death. You already dead in what you walking dead. Because you break the law. And when you leave this earth, you're going to die for eternity. Let me keep going. Y'all already know what it is. God forbid. What should we say? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. No, we are under the law. Because every time we sin and go against the law that the God of Israel wrote, you're not dead yet. So that's the grace right there. that you're still alive and breaking the law. That's the grace. He ain't never told you not to keep the law now. He never told you not to keep the law. The grace is that when you break his law, he might let you live and he might not. Whatever he want to do with you. Last scripture, 2 Peter 2:21. So you Christians can get off of that stuff. Talking about you ain't under the law, you're under grace. No, you under both. You under both. Grace is what's keeping you alive while you do your wicked and evil up in here. That's what's keeping y'all alive. You still masturbating at 50 years old. You've been doing it since you was a little boy. Grace is what's keeping you alive. And you're not dead yet. That's the grace. Masturbating and having sex with your daughters and your sister and your auntie now and your mama, your daddy. That's the grace that you people is not dead and still here. You dumb, ignorant, confused people. 2 Peter 2:21. You think the word grace can get rid of the law of the God of Israel? Never. Never, ever. You could say you're under grace a million times, and the law still stands right now today as it stood thousands and thousands of years ago. It still stands today. The same law, the same God, the God of Israel. 2 Peter 2:21, last scripture. This a joke, man? That's what you think, huh? Let's see. Let's see who the joke going to be on in a minute. 2 Peter 2:21. Let's see who the joke going to be on, people. I'm curious. I want to see that. Please, God of Israel, let me live that I can see who the joke going to be on in the end. 2 Peter 2:21. For it have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, which is of the law and keeping the law, then after they have known it, turn from the law, commandment delivered unto them. It would have been better for you people. It would have been better for you people to have not even knew about, even think about calling on God and serving God. Then you walk away from the law, the 613 that was delivered unto you, the commandments of the God of Israel. But it is happening unto them according to the true proverb, 2 Peter 2:22. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. The dog turned to his own vomit again. That's what the children of Israel did. Turned to their own vomit again. And they wallowed. They wallowed in that myrrh and that madness, calling on other gods and all the stuff they was doing. Y'all want to wallow in it right now. That's why you want your world to open back up, right? That's why you want your world to open back up, so you can wallow in it. You can have all your big parades and your concerts and your LGBT movement, all your homosexuals and lesbians walk up and down the street parading in your costumes. Oh, it was another news article that I need to read before I leave, people. I think I got this one right here, and I'm going to leave after this one. I thought I saved it today, but I don't think I did. Maybe it's this one. Let me see. No. Anyway, it was a news article that I read. That I read yesterday, I believe it was. And it said that 10% of young people from the age, I think they say from the age of 6 years old up to the age of 18 or something like that, are turning gay. 50% of all men, young men and young women, are turning gay. No, your Jesus ain't teaching nothing. Your Jesus not doing nothing. Your God's Yah and all your God's Buddha and all Allah and Most High ain't doing nothing. 50% of young people are turning gay. Gay. 50%. Woo, that's a high number, man. That is a high, high number. Why? Because you're living in a lawless society. If these young people was getting taught the law, what the Bible say about being homosexual and how the law says against the God of Israel to have incest and all kind of sodomite with boys and all that stuff, they wouldn't be doing it. But because no one in this earth is teaching and establishing the law of the God of Israel, the world, the whole entire earth have become lawless. Little children, old children, men, grown men, grandma, granddad, whoever. 50% of young people are turning gay right now in this earth. Why? Because they got in school these little cartoons that's teaching them about masturbating and teaching them it's okay for a boy to have sex with a boy and a boy married. They teaching this stuff and showed you the cartoon and read it. Keep on believing in your world and life. With that, people got to go now. I got to go now. I will talk to you later. Tuesday. God's law versus the law of the land. 8-week teaching. Call 613 number 5. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. We will pick it up Tuesday with law number 107, times and seasons. That's the next section of the Mitzvah, the law and the covenant and the commandments of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Talk to y'all later, people.